Good. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we had a wonderful time yesterday. It was a very hard working day yesterday and the night before, but a lot of fellowship and a lot of laughing, and you know, it's like that all the time. You know, and I would encourage you when we do church things and have meals or do things, to come on out and be a part of it, because that's where you really get to know people and just get to and you have fun and stuff. So we did well. We've got it in the bulletin, so appreciate everybody's efforts. And the sun was shining brightly, wasn't it, Miss Gail? Very brightly. But I can say a good time was had by all. All right. I just want to make this announcement before I read the scripture this morning. There's going to be a short meeting after service today with the ushers and altar workers talking about camp meeting. And I think we've got several people out today that would be in that meeting. So I don't know if you want to, you know, it's 2 weeks till camp meeting. You realize that? This is June 8th. I mean, sometimes it just kind of like hits you up. You realize this is June 8th. So, I mean, y'all go ahead and have your meeting if you want to. It's fine with me, but I just said. And then next Sunday's Father's Day, June 15th. And then June 20th on Friday night. You know who our speakers are? Jim, Connie, Childs. Saturday night, you know who our speakers are? Brother Payne, his church is coming. We're having a fellowship meal. Then Sunday morning, it's going to be Jim and Connie. And then what about Sunday night? Right. Otherwise known as Brother Richard and Bonnie. Or you can call them Brother Richard and Miss Bonita. So it's going to be a good time. Don't miss the word. Don't miss what God's going to do for all of us. Well, let's stand. I want to read the word to you this morning before we get into our praise and worship. I'm going to be reading this morning from Deuteronomy 28 and from Galatians 3. I'm going to be reading out of the Message Bible. And it's just, you know, with a lot of things that confront, I was sharing with someone earlier that, you know, the enemy really tries to trip you up in the small things that are happening every day. You know, the big thing that you see that God's doing for you, and then he comes along with, well, you've got to make this decision, and well, you've got to make this decision. And he tries to trip you up. You know, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. And he tries to bring in so many little foxes that, the thing is, you just need to continue handing them over to God, handing them over to God. So I want to remind us what Deuteronomy 28 and Galatians 3 says to all believers. Are there any believers in the house? Yes. All right. And it says, if you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey all his commandments that I command you today, God, your God, will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. All these blessings will come down on you and spread out beyond you because you have responded to the voice of God, your God. Now, I really kind of like King James. It says that they overtake you because you're trusting him, and all of a sudden the blessing just reaches out and grabs you. But this is what it says. God's blessings inside the city. God's blessing in the country. God's blessing on your children. The crops of your land. The young of your livestock. The calves of your herds, the lambs of your flocks, God's blessing on your basket and your bread bowl, God's blessing in your coming in, God's blessing in your going out. God will defeat your enemies who attack you. They'll come at you on one road and run away on seven roads. God will order a blessing on your barns and your workplaces. Anybody going to take that? He'll bless you in the land that God, your God, has given you. God will form you as a people holy to him, just as he promised you. If you keep the commandments of God, your God, and live the way he's shown you, and all the peoples of the earth will see that you're living under the name of God and hold you in respectful awe. God will lavish you with good things, children from your womb, offspring from your animals, and crops from your land, the land that God promised your ancestors that he would give you. God will throw open the doors of heaven vaults and pour rain on the land on schedule and bless the work you take in hand. You will lend to many nations, but you yourselves won't have to take out a loan. God will make you the head, not the tail. You'll always be the top dog and never the bottom dog, as you obediently listen to and diligently keep the commands of God your God that I'm commanding you today. Don't swerve an inch to the right or left from the words that I command you today by going off and following and worshiping other gods. That's strong, a wonderful blessing. But I want you to know that probably yesterday I didn't keep all the commands of the word of the Lord our God. Now this morning, it's still a little early. I may have broken one or two. So that doesn't mean I don't get any of the blessings. You know why? Because I'm not under the Old Testament law. I'm under the New Testament covenant, and Galatians 3 says this. Now I get all the blessings because God doesn't change in the blessings and the promises that he gives his children. But this is what it says about in Galatians 3. It says, you crazy Galatians. Did somebody put a hex on you? Have you taken leave of your senses? Something crazy has happened, for it's obvious that you no longer have the crucified Jesus in clear focus in your lives. His sacrifice on the cross was certainly set before you clearly enough. So let me put this question to you. How did your new life begin? Was it by working your heads off to please God? Or was it by responding to God's message to you? Are you going to continue this craziness? For only crazy people think that they can compete by their own efforts what has begun by God. If you weren't smart enough or strong enough to begin it, how do you suppose you can perfect it? Are y'all listening? Did you not go through this whole painful learning process for nothing? It is not yet a total loss, but it certainly will be if you keep this up. Answer this question. Does the God who lavishly provides you with his own presence, his Holy Spirit, working things in your lives you could never do for yourself, does he do these things because of your strenuous moral striving or because you trust him to do them in you? Don't let things happen among you just as they happened with Abraham. Don't these things happen among you just as they happened to Abraham? He believed God. And that act of belief was turned into a life that was right with God. Is it not obvious to you that persons who put their trust in Christ, not persons who put their trust in the law, are like Abraham, children of faith? It was all laid out beforehand in Scripture that God would set things right with non-Jews by faith. Scripture anticipated this as the promise to Abraham. All nations will be blessed in you. So now those who live by faith are blessed along with Abraham, who lived by faith. This is no new doctrine. And that means that anyone who tries to live by his own effort, independent of God, is doomed to failure. Scripture backs this up. Utterly cursed is every person who fails to carry out every detail written in the book of the law. If it was left right there, we wouldn't get those blessings that I was reading to you about. But let's go down to verse 13. Well, I got to read this 12. I just can't hurry up. The obvious impossibility of carrying out such moral program should make it plain that no one can sustain a relationship with God that way. The person who lives in right relationship with God does it by embracing what God arranges for him. Doing things for God is the opposite of entering into what God does for you. Habakkuk had it right. The person who believes God is set right by God. And that's the real life. Rule keeping does not naturally evolve into living by faith, but only perpetuates itself in more and more rule keeping. A fact observed in Scripture. The one who does these things, rule keeping, continues to live by them. I like rules. My life is guided by the things that I learned that's right. But I also have to realize I fall short of the glory of God, no matter how much I try to keep the rules. So I can't base my life and my relationship with God by how good I'm going to live today. Christ redeemed us from that self-defeating, cursed life by absorbing it completely into himself. Do you remember the scripture that says, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree? That is what happened when Jesus was nailed to the cross. He became a curse and at the same time dissolved the curse. He became a curse and at the same time dissolved the curse. And now, because of that, the air is cleared and we can see that Abraham's blessing is present and available for non-Jews too. We are all able to receive God's life, his spirit, and in and with us by believing just the way Abraham received it. So Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. Well, I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out because Abraham's blessings are mine. We used to sing that. Maybe you need to sing it again. When you get in, when you walk out the door, get in your car to go home, you're blessed as a believer in Christ Jesus. Woo! Are you ready to praise the Lord? That's Sunday school for this morning. Amen.
God and King,
his love endures forever.
For he is good, he is above all things.
His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arm,
his love endures forever.
For the life that's been reborn,
his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise.
Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever. From the rising to the setting sun,
his love endures forever.
By the grace of God we'll carry on.
His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise.
Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever. His love endures 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 forever. Sing praise. You are faithful, forever you are strong.
are with us forever and ever. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us forever and ever.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give him the praise as we shout and continue to worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Two words for somebody, it says, and I don't know who it's for. It's just two words. It says, only be courageous. Only be courageous. It didn't say you had to do it. It just said, just be courageous. You do it. Amen.
Holy a God like you, holy a God like you, holy a God like you. Holy a God like you, holy a God like you, holy a God like you. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotions, my heart's desire and all emotions, go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. Praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotions, my heart's desire and all emotions, go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. You only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. Do I give my praise?
Only a God like you,
only a God like you. Only a God like you,
only a God like you,
only a God like you.
To only my Maker,
my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. I give my praise.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we only give our praise to you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we magnify and glorify you. It's your glory, your image be reflected in everything and all of our thoughts today. in our worship and in our praise, Father, as we humble ourselves before you, even as Jesus humbled himself. And he left everything just, Father God, just to come and just so he could take care of us. Lord, put that humility in our lives too. Because of what you did to set us free. Church, you're free today because of the blood of Jesus Christ and because of his willingness to become a servant. Amen? Amen.
Blind will see, to you the mute will sing, to you the dead will rise, to you our hearts will praise, to you the darkness flees, to you my heart springs, I am free. Because of you, my heart sings, I am free. As we magnify him and praise him this morning, this June the 8th, 2014, there will never be another day like today. There will never be another group of people together just like this. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you for who you are. If you're listening, we just ask that you just begin to praise God with us, the great and mighty God. Lord, we honor you in all of our thoughts and words and our deeds. In Jesus' name.
Words to me, well done. I want to hear you say, good and faithful servant. I want to hear you say, I've prepared a place for you. Let all the treasures of this world fade away. Oh,
Jesus, you are my reward. To hear your voice on that day is all I'm living for. And Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for. I want to hear you say, good and faithful servant. I want to hear you say, I've prepared a place for you. Let all the treasures of this world fade away.
Oh,
Jesus, you are my reward.
Church, and Jesus, you are my reward. To hear your voice on that day is all I'm living for. And Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, just let your faith arise. Reaching out, whatever you have going on in your life today, there's a healer in the house. There's a provider in the house. And there's a restorer in the house.
His love is deeper than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak.
Let faith arise.
in. You are my refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, Calvary Street, a fountain for the thirsty, your grace that washes over me. Let faith arise, let faith arise. I lift my head. Pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever.
Come on.
Let faith arise. Let faith arise. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. Open my eyes. Pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. I lift my head to believe again. You are my refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, faithful God, forever. Let faith arise. Let faith arise.
We magnify and we glorify you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship your holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Regardless what comes before me today, if I keep my focus on this, guess what? I'm more than a conqueror. Through Christ Jesus. Oh,
I'll worship your holy name.
What about it?
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me,
your holy name.
Hallelujah. I love this verse. The sun comes up.
It's a new day dawning.
Come on.
It's time to sing
your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy.
Hallelujah.
10,000 reasons. You can be seated for a minute. We're going to have them do that song again shortly. But before that, I would like Sister Lydie, she in here, don't see her, and Sister Denise, I'd like y'all come up here for a minute. Ten thousand reasons to sing your praise. Now, what you're going to hear in the next little bit is testimonies to what happened here last Sunday from seed sowing. 2 weeks ago, yeah. Well, 2 weeks ago and last Sunday too. But it started 2 weeks ago. And so, Miss Denise, you go ahead, and then Sister Lydie can share, and then I've got two more testimonies.
Well, on Sunday, we gave extra on the... Yeah, we needed the money, that's right. And I thought, well, we're going to need that, because Jerry's not going to have a job, you know. And I thought, well, but I'm going to go ahead. And so then on Tuesday, I have a place where I put money when I'm delivering Avon to keep from giving a $100 bill for a dollar. And I found a $100 bill in there that I had put back the last time, and I'd forgot about it. So I found that was $100. And then I had a girl call me, and she said, I owe you some money, and I just found it on the dresser. That was $35, so she mailed that to me. And then my sister called me and asked me, would we be interested in cleaning an office? So we've taken that. We cleaned that yesterday. So God has provided. I mean, it's even more than 3 times more than what we gave, you know. God's faithful.
Hallelujah.
Is that Jerry's job may be coming to an end, but God's provision never comes to an end.
To bless us. So now he's going to have something else.
Amen.
Right. God can put money where you don't even know there's money, right? And he can place people in your lives that you don't even know. The next thing you know, you're right there. All right, Miss Lydie.
Now, I've been sowing seeds, and on Thursday, I had to cash a check for $50 to pay for shots for my dogs on Saturday. I didn't have very much money in my bank account. I had enough for that. But I said to the Lord, what am I going to do? Now I don't have enough money for my tithe. So I kept saying that. What am I going to do? So went into my bank account just to look. And I looked at it. I thought, oh, my gosh, there's a really big mistake in here. I looked at it. I took my glasses off. I put them back on. I said, oh, my, no, something's wrong here. And I had a deposit. It was not expected. And... well over what my tithe would be. And it was actually my Social Security check, which they had sent me an email or call, well, letter the end of last year saying I wouldn't get my Social Security this year because I was making too much money. They never sent me a letter saying that they were going to do this. So I'm happy they did. I'm blessed. And it was all God, because no letter in the mail, nothing to let me know it was happening. Wow. And it was there. So wow. God is good.
Well, let me tell you.
Hey, Pastor, I also picked up a couple yards to mow that I've never mowed before, and paid pretty good.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Wow. Right.
Well, after that seed sowing Sunday, the next week, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday following that, go to the mailbox, and there is a big envelope, Internal Revenue Service. And I'm thinking, what do they want? And so I opened it, and in there it said, you know, dear, I don't know if it said Gerald or dear client or dear whatever, but according to our records, you may have a return due to you if you answer these following questions. And if you answer no to all of them, then you have a refund coming to you. So I went down through there, and it was things like, are you a part-time resident of the United States? Do you have a green card? All of these kind of things. No, 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 no on any of them. Now, they said it would be 6 to 8 weeks before we got it, but they said it could be as much as $487.
Wow.
Which was considerably more than I sold. Now, this past week, we had a sowing again, so I sold again. And I sold out of my necessity. It was like the widow's mite. And one day this week, we were at Walmart. And we ran into an individual that we'd known for a long time. Somebody very special to Laverne. No relation to the family, but just somebody that had been a big part in her life. And we were sitting there talking, and this individual said, I want to give you something that I was thinking about you the other day. And I just cashed in a CD. And so they took their check out and they wrote out a check and gave it to her and said, now this is a gift, so you don't have to pay income tax on it. It's just a gift. And it was twice what I had sold in the offering last Sunday morning. Now, moving right along, like we were saying, we're getting caught up on things and catching up is marginal. Now, we were so marginal that I haven't been able to cash my salary check from here. And so Thursday, we always check on the bank accounts, and Thursday, the church was in the red, and we were in the red. And you begin to think, okay, this is a good situation, what do we do now? We're on our way to the church, and we got into the church, and before we come in the building, we check the mailbox. And there was a check in the mailbox for $600 to the church. So the church was able to cover their overdraft, and we were able to get paid to cover out. Now don't tell me that God doesn't work for you when you're obedient to Him. Anybody else have a testimony?
I sure do.
Some more.
I don't know, maybe 3-4 months ago, my wife and I, we were going to try to get Dad a boat.
Tell him
your story. I will.
Oh, that's what you were going to tell.
But anyway.
Well, let me tell it. I'll tell it back. For everybody that's been going to this church for years, you know my dad's favorite pastime is fishing. Everybody knows that. If you know Gerald Relaford, you know that he loves to fish. And I've just been praying, and I talked to Ricardo, and I was like, man, I really wish that I could just get my dad a boat. I really wish. I was like, maybe, you know, the Lord will bless me financially enough where I can just put back so much money every little bit, and then maybe I can just get my dad a boat. And I said, you know, because of health reasons and things on the line, he just can't go to the creek like he used to. We. When I say I mean we. So we talked about it, and we're like, well, we'll just keep praying. And now I know that when we pray, God hears what we're asking for. When I was little, my first thing that I prayed for was a bicycle, because I really wanted a bicycle. I wanted a brand new bicycle. And I prayed, and then one day, there's my brand new bicycle that they didn't purchase. Somebody gave or bought me.
Somebody put some money. This was before we started the church. This was somewhere else. And she had a notebook there, and somebody put some money in that notebook. And my first thought was, well, somebody's blessing us. And then I thought, wait a minute, that's not my notebook. It was Miriam's notebook. So she got her bike.
So I got a bike. So then when I got old, I've always loved animals, so I prayed for a horse. I was like, I want a horse. This is what I really want. And I prayed daily, morning and night, for a horse. I'm sure they got tired of hearing it. Well, thanks to a lady that went to our church, she had a horse that she was going to get rid of. Not only did I get that horse, but I got blessed with another horse. So I got blessed double what I even prayed for. So I had two horses. I don't know about the one. It may not have been a blessing. It may have been. I'm just kidding. God blessed me with two horses. So I know that God hears the little things that we want. And we may not see any way for it to happen because, you know, we could make it happen for Dad's boat. But we thought, we'll pray. So anyway, I'm going down the road one day, and I was like, I know somebody that's got a boat that they wanted to sell. I'm going to call this person. I'm going to see, you know, what they want for it, if it's even possible. So, is it okay to say the name? Okay. So, it was Bill Smith, which he had a bass boat that he was wanting to get rid of. And he told us about this bass boat a year ago. But at that point, it's like, oh, it's a boat. You know, at that point, Dad was in no condition to do any fishing whatsoever. So, that was the last thing that we were thinking about. So, I was like, So I'm running down there. I was like, Bill Smith, let me call Bill Smith and see what he wants for this boat. Maybe it's something we can do. So I call him, and I was like, he calls me back. And Dad's at my house that night, and he's eating supper with me. I was like, he's here. I can't talk about it when he's here.
And I couldn't figure out why Bill Smith was just out of the blue calling her.
Yeah. So he talked to Bill.
He wasn't calling me, yeah.
So he talked to Bill for a little while. Anyway, long story short, Bill was like, if you want this boat, Miriam, I will let you have it for X amount of money. I said, okay. I said, well, I'm going to call my brother, and I'm going to talk to him, and, you know, we might be able to do this for him and get it for Father's Day. And we'll have it all fixed up and ready. And I said, I'll get back to you on Friday. I said, okay. So I told Ricardo about it, and I was like, well, we're going to pray about it and make sure that this is, you know, something that we can do. And he said, okay. I text my brother. I didn't call him. I texted him. Sent him a text message. Whatever. So Thursday comes. Friday comes. And I was like, well, I don't know what to do. I haven't heard back from Scott. I don't know. Well, we're getting ready for prom on Saturday. And I have a text message from Bill that says, call me when you can. I said, okay. So I call him. And that was the day that Ricardo was going to check on a job, a remodeling job for someone. So we get in and we're in the car, so I call him. He's like, well, he said, I've been praying. And he said, I talked to my wife, Joan, and he said, I just want to bless Jerry. He said, I don't want any money for that boat. He said, I'm just going to give it to him. I said, Bill, I said, we're going to buy the boat. He's like, nope. He said, the Lord told me to bless Gerald Rutherford with this boat. And he said, I'm blessing him with this boat. And he said, not only am I going to give it to you, he said, I'm going to bring it to you. So, last Sunday, unbeknownst to me, I had no idea that they were coming. Last Sunday, when Dad pulls into the driveway after church, there sits, I don't know how big it is, but there sits Dad's bass boat.
16-foot fiberglass bass boat.
Bass boat.
With an 85-horse Chrysler motor.
Now, it's not a brand new boat, but it's just what he needs to be able to do what he loves to do. And I just think that that's just a huge blessing, that God hears what we want and will make a way for it when there seems to be no way. My brother didn't call me. I didn't get a big bonus at work or nothing to buy it. The Lord told Bill Smith to bless Pastor Jerry. Just like the Lord's going to tell somebody to bless you because you bless somebody else. It's a chain reaction.
Amen. And because of sowing the seed last Sunday, my offering this morning got to be bigger than what it normally would have been. And I didn't know any of this was going on about the boat. Bill walked in Sunday morning church and came back there, and I looked at him, I said, I'm speechless. And he smiled. He said, I've never seen you that way before. And he said, I thought when you said that, but if you're speechless now, wait till you get home. And so we got to the house, and there it sat, and I'm standing there with my mouth open, and I said, I'm speechless again.
Wait, I left out a part. This is the funny part. Okay, dealing with the IRS, right? You never like to get those letters in the mail. Never like to get them. But as you probably, it was way before any of this transfer. It was in between the time that I knew the boat was going to cost X amount of money. After Bill had talked to us and said, I'm going to bless Gerald. On that next Monday or Tuesday, we received the exact amount that boat would have cost in the mail. So the Lord had already made a provision for us to get it. So he sent it to us
through the IRS.
It was our refund. It was a refund, a state refund that we were due from 2011 that we never got. And I didn't even think about it. Didn't even know about it. I don't know what happened. But from 2011, God sent in the exact amount of money that we needed to get the boat. But God had already made the way through Bill Smith for Dad to have the boat without it costing us. So we were able to get ahead so that we were able to sow as well. And it was way more than what I sowed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It works, folks. We got somebody standing over there.
Okay,
run. Oh, you can't run with them shoes on, can you?
Well, last month, for 2 years, we've been through court and therapist, and last month, I got the good news that I get to go back home with my mom and my brother and my dad, so.
Amen. God.
Amen.
Prevails.
Right, here's another one. Look here. Isn't this great? Glory to God.
We have to do court calls once a month,
in order. We're trying to get our grandchildren. You know, Jennifer's trying to get her children, and I'm getting my grandchildren. But anyway, they had told us when we started this process in February, it could be 2 years or maybe 6 months, probably not, dealing with Florida and Kentucky and all that jazz you have to go through. But anyway, we did our court call Thursday, and they were going to make a decision about summer vacation. So this is the first court call that I wasn't there. I couldn't be there. And Jennifer was by herself, which she was nervous about that. And anyway, they finally told her, well, you can pick them up the 14th, which is this coming Saturday. We get to pick them up for summer break. And we're on a speakerphone, and everybody's around in the court system, and, you know, everybody's telling their tales about they visit our house. We all have background checks, and everything's good, and Jennifer's got a job and all this stuff. And anyway, a lot of talking going on. So finally, 15, 20 minutes, and Jennifer needed to get back to work. So she said, when do I bring the boys back? You know, I need a date or whatever. And the judge did a big hesitation, and she told Jennifer, and this was new to the state and our lawyer and everybody, the judge said, I don't anticipate you having to bring them back. Wow. Jennifer just busted out crying. And then she said, we'll go ahead and set a return date, August the 10th, but I think everything's going to go through and it'll be fine, and I don't anticipate, that's what she kept saying, you having to bring them back. So
that's
we're
awesome.
Excited. We're going to go get them next Saturday.
Wow. Our boys are coming home. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know, you know, at the times, I know that God would just remind Jennifer, I'm in control, I'm in charge, when it looked like there'd be no way. Amen.
I've been praying for my daughter, and my grandbabies come in. They come in, they've been here 4 days. I hope it could stay longer, but I've really been praying for her that she can get peace even when she's away from me, but from God. And then I told her, if she ever needs me, just call me day and night. And I want to praise you all for being in such a good church as you are. Love every one of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, back there.
Well, I just want to thank the Lord. Last week, I talked to Laverne and told her that Stephanie had been sent to ETAM, and they said she'd had 18 seizures in 24 hours. Well, ETAM sends her on to Lexington, and they evaluate her there, and they take her off of a lot of the medicine so that they can see what's going on, and she has a seizure there. But with the monitors and all, they find out it is not a brain seizure, you know, where it's the electrons are misfiring and all. She is having stress seizures and body pain seizures and all. So she got to come home Thursday. She got to see Chuck go through his award ceremony and his graduation. But then Chuck, on the other hand, was at the creek Wednesday and got bit or stung by something. He came to the house, and his leg was a place on it almost as big around as a baseball, a football or something. It was huge. We take him to the hospital, and they don't know what it is. They can't tell. But anyway, they give him some shots, steroid shot, and some Benadryl because he's allergic to bee stings and everything like that. Well, naturally, it had blistered up, and he picks at it. Every time, you know, that little skin would blister, he would pick at it. And then, so, when we got from awards, it was still bothering him so bad. Now, we went back to the hospital. There was a different doctor on call, and he gave him antibiotics and Silverdyne to put on it. But he is still, it is in so much pain, and it's a good-sized place there right now and all. So I'm just asking for prayers for Chuck.
Amen.
And the whole family. And thank all of you.
Thank you. you know, we who have children, we always pray for our children, our grandchildren and so on, and everyone else's family too. God has blessed our son Dana, who everybody knows is a dentist in Ohio. He has his own practice. Well, he and Amy, our daughter-in-law, made a decision recently that's going to affect Edwin and me. And it's exceedingly and abundantly over and above what they could have prayed and asked for. I cannot go into details because he hasn't told his staff. He hasn't told the family except his dad and me. But it is just an awesome blessing for him and our grandchildren and our daughter-in-law. It is, I guess it's going to be, I'll put it that way, it's going to be a blessing for Edwin and me also. But it's just how God works. He blesses because of our faith in Jesus Christ. God blesses our children and our children's children. And it just lets you, it just confirms your faith in God to know that we just keep praying. Even when we don't see the prayers answered immediately, whether it's for healing, whether it's for finances, or whatever, we're praying, God, for the salvation of our children and our household. Keep praying. Keep praying and keep the faith in God through Christ Jesus because he hears. And I am so grateful to God because we all have been praying for Jenny and for the boys. I was just so overjoyed and filled with just joy to hear Gail give her testimony. And it just lets us know God hears each and every prayer we breathe. And he's already answered it when Christ hung on the cross. We just have to have faith and wait for the manifestation to the answer to our prayers. So keep the faith, my church family. Keep the faith and keep praying. Don't ever stop praying. Whether it's repeating the same prayer over and over for the salvation of your household, keep praying it. It may take 40 years. I still have a brother who has been an alcoholic, and I mean a hardcore alcoholic, for 40, 50 years. I don't even know how long. But we're still praying. And the Lord revealed to my mother that the household will be saved. Every one of her children will be saved. So keep the faith and keep praying.
Amen. 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 I want you to do the second verse and the chorus.
Amen. Hallelujah. All about the Lord. I love the song, love the words, and the fact that I can just say, God, thank you, that I'm going to keep my song all day long. Amen. Let's stand, everybody together. Just stand. You worship the Lord and thanking him. Rich in love,
you're rich in love, and you're slow to anger.
Your name is great,
and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name. Sing like never before.
Never before.
Sing like never before.
Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and dismiss children's church and nursery and youth and preschool. Turn it over to Pastor Gerald. And thank you, praise and worship team.
Thank you, Jesus.